Yo.
Wagwan fans, ni hama ba wo ni. Sorry, I've just been extra. I was actually going to drag it out a bit more, but I thought, no, let me just...
Well, it's not stuff you've never done before.
No. Today was a no dragging out day, if you know what I'm trying to say. How are you, my love?
I'm good.
Looking sexy over there.
Listen, yeah.
Looking like a nice big Malteser.
Oh, all right. Just want to take a nibble on me, yeah?
Chomp, chomp, chomp. We thank God.
Get a nibble out of you first, though. Hey. Welcome, beautiful people, to the Tyler Williams Show. What up? What's good? Welcome to episode 207. Been in this game for a little minute now, still.
Wait, 207?
207 episodes.
Wow.
I know, right?
We've been podcasting now, even before we had the kids, but that was the dessert sessions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dessert sessions.
And we were actually consistent with the dessert sessions.
Man. Every week.
So with the dessert sessions, we did that just maybe like a year before having Ivan.
Yeah.
And then we had like a bit of a break.
Yeah.
And then we started doing it again, maybe when we were...
like a few months into Ivan.
Just a few, do you think?
A few months into Ivan.
Oh, no.
Like about a year into Ivan.
Yeah, a year into Ivan.
Because having kids, you know, is a big adjustment to life.
Yeah, so...
yeah, and then we're the parent cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Formerly known as.
Yeah.
And then we grew up a bit.
I feel like the reason why we had to change it from the parent cocktail hour to just the Platinum Williams Show is because, one... we like everything to be a consistent brand.
Does it?
Everything is a Platinum Williams.
Does it?
Which reminds me, legal stuff. So everything has to be obviously consistent for obvious reasons, right? We have a design business and it's a Platinum Williams. And our whole company, our whole empire, amen, is under the Platinum Williams umbrella. Our name... is Platinum Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, so it just makes sense. And the thing is, right, the Platinum and the Parent Cocktail Hour alluded to certain activities being consumed, if you know what I mean, right?
What's drinking?
Yeah, alcohol. So, anyways. So it alluded to it.
I don't think it was ever alluded.
It is because the name. It was literally the name, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So what I'm saying is that when I decided, for example, that I was going to be drinking tea or drinking water that episode, right? I was now getting messages like, are you okay?
Yeah, man.
Doing
you're
sober
against,
episodes.
Yeah, what's going
against,
on?
What's going on? I'm like, what is this?
If a girl want to drink tea, girl want to
drink tea. If I want to have water... that's my prerogative.
Yeah.
So.
Also, we could have drank when you were pregnant. So that really put a spanner in the works, isn't it?
What, when I was pregnant?
With Mateus.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember during pregnancy with Mateus. That was when I was getting the most messages. And it was funny because I was thinking, I don't even know that many people actually listened to us.
Yeah.
For them to actually...
but nobody knew you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, why are you drinking?
I just want to cleanse my soul.
I'm crazy.
And I'll be like,
you're
all right,
rude,
then I'll,
by the way.
All right, then I'll join you in that as well.
Yeah. So Mike was like, because what we'll do is when I was pregnant and I didn't consume alcohol, because
it's only fair.
People shouldn't be consuming, respectfully,
yeah,
alcohol when you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, you know, damage your child, your baby. Mike obviously had to also not consume alcohol.
Yeah, then you're right.
Because it doesn't make sense. Why are you drinking without me? It doesn't make any sense.
It's very easy to do.
It's very easy.
Very easy.
You know...
when we used to be in corporate, we used to work for an alcohol company. There was always all alcohol in the house.
Yeah.
So it was always easy to have the parent cocktail hour because there was always alcohol in the house.
Yeah. You know what, yeah? Working for
there still
that...
there was always alcohol in the house.
Working for that corporation was actually quite dangerous because there was always alcohol in the house to the point that we had so much that we actually had alcohol in storage, alcohol on the kitchen counter, alcohol
storage under the bed.
Alcohol under the bread. We were giving it to people because there was literally just alcohol coming out of our ears.
Literally.
So like different bottles. So every time somebody came to the house, they were gifted a bottle or two. Mm. Sometimes they were given two bottles. Just take this one. Just
please,
take this.
Take it. Please take it. And the thing, tomorrow I'll come back over more.
And that's literally how it was, because we had so much. It was actually excessive.
We drank every day, and we were actually drinking a lot back then.
It was not healthy. Nah. So we were consuming a lot of it. And the thing is, no matter how much we consumed, it was still not going down.
No.
We had literally, if you come to the house at the time, we would have it all on the counter.
There's nowhere else to put it.
On the cupboards,
yeah.
Under the beds. Like in our
under the stairs,
it was actually insane.
Yeah,
it was insane.
I come back home, blessed with like more boxes. I'm like,
oh man,
it was a tasting today. They said we should test it at home or whatever. I don't know. Christmas time was the worst.
It was the worst
because you come home with an actual box of bottles.
Yeah.
Conference season,
crazy.
End of year where everyone's clearing out the storage. Everything's there.
Yeah.
It's always a bottle of wine.
So in my mind, I was like, is this literally how all people that work with alcohol companies live? Is this how they live? Because I know that one of our friends always has alcohol in their car.
Yeah.
They literally always have it in their car. So yeah. You know.
That when, we did too.
Yeah. So it's like when they see you, they're like, oh yeah, you know, usually when you go to somebody's house, you buy them a bottle of wine or something, whatever. It was easy for that particular person because it was kind of like, oh, I'll just pick up one of these bottles and just give it to them. And people would be so happy because they're like, oh my gosh, it's such an expensive bottle. But it's because you work for the company, it's free.
It's
kind
free,
of thing.
It's free. Yeah. So yeah.
Jinx. Anyways. Guys, so we made it a thing to like make sure that we watch Love Island before we recorded this episode.
Yes. So we can give you our verdict of the week.
And so that is an actual general one, so that when you listen to this episode on Monday morning...
Or Sunday evening,
it'll kind of align. Do you know what I mean? Because then this episode should technically come out before the Sunday, before the Sunday episode.
Yeah.
So, right, let's get into it.
Go on.
So, Mike and I had a bet. So, guys, it's been decided that I'm going to create the Lang app because Mike and I... used it, we have this thing and we've described it many times for the listeners for the OG listeners, right? We have this thing called Lang and it's named after a guy from Made in Chelsea, right?
Yeah, Jamie Lang.
Jamie Lang. And the reason why we called it Lang is because we watched Made in Chelsea and we've been watching Made in Chelsea for years.
Years. Since season one.
Right?
OG watchers,
right? So basically, right? Jamie Lang had a history of messing up. Thankfully, he's grown out of it because he's now like getting married to like, and he's back. He's managed to get himself a soulmate, and he's managed to actually get. He's punching way above his weight, right?
It's good for a man to punch.
Yeah? But basically, he had a history of messing up.
Yeah.
So what we used to do is we used to have bets on Lang. Lang now became a currency in this house, right? So we were like, and Lang meant, how much is this person going to mess up?
Yeah.
Right? So we were like, oh, I'll bet you. And we always start off the year with 10 million Lang, right? So 10 million Lang
100
is...
100 million.
Oh, no. We don't have 100 million Lang in our bank.
I've got 100 million in mine. And you definitely have 100 million in yours.
So now that means I've got 111 million.
You have 111 million okay, Lang in your bank.
Cool. Let me quickly check.
And the currency is strong.
Let me quickly...
one Lang to £1.
Hold on a second.
Strong.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, 100 million.
Oh, you don't have 100, babe. You have 89.
I've got 89 million.
I have 100.
That's fine. I've got the rest of the year to win my piece back. My strongest year was Q4 last year when it came to Love is Blind. And who's going to say yes to the altar? I cleaned up, bruv.
He wiped me up.
Don't worry, there's new season, you know? There's new season.
Is it?
New season, Love is Blind.
Okay. So
that's when I'll get my Lang back.
So, anyways. So, Mike and I have, like I said, the Lang app here. We don't actually have a Lang app yet. I am actually going to build one now because the thing is,
it
started to become inconvenient in the sense that we're like proper always like putting it on the notes and stuff. And I would like it to automatically change itself dependent on, you know, whatever. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So I have intentions to build a little app, and I'll put it on the app store. Maybe I'll charge something like £2.50 or something for it, yeah? So that if you want to have the Lang app too and have bets amongst your friends about Love Island...
Or your couple.
Or your relationship.
It's very trivial.
Whatever. It's very trivial.
It's not very clean. It's never real money.
It's not real money. It's all fake money.
If you want real money, use real money, but our app is...
Well, on the app, it's not going to have real money. It's all going to be fake money. It's all about... Okay, so for example, right? So I had a bet, yeah? Michael had a Lang bet, yeah? That Tanya was going to kiss Martin. And this was even before...
Before we knew Martin existed. Even she was going to kiss existed. In the villa.
Yeah?
In Casa Amor.
Yeah. So we knew... No, I knew because Mike did not know.
I trusted her, man.
So...
I trusted her like Shaq trusted her.
So I said that statistically, there's always one black guy at least in Casa Amor, statistically. Mm. So I said... Regardless of how this black guy looks, she's going to kiss him. I don't care. That's what I said. Regardless of who he is, she's going to kiss him. I was so sure of it. So I bet 1 million lang. I should have bet more, and I regret not betting more. I've actually been playing safe this year with my lang, right? So then, I was like, okay, but... I'm going to do now is say that Shaq, I even said, oh my gosh, you know what? Yeah, I should have added more to this bet. Like, I really slept on this.
She's trying it, bro. Because I was let's pad this bet out. Do you know what I mean?
This is what I said. I said that one, no matter who it is, she's going to kiss him. And in the bed. Did I not say that?
You said in the bed.
To the T, I said she's going to kiss him in bed. I said that Shaq was going to sleep on the day bed. Did I not say that?
You did.
And he did.
He did.
Oh my gosh. I really underestimated. I should have asked for more lang.
You're too stingy with it, bro.
And then I said that she's going to bring whoever it is back
to the villa.
To the villa.
That one, I was so confident that she wouldn't do it.
So I said all these three, and all these three, like, proper was correct, right? And I was kind of like, why did I only bet, like, basically, I only bet 11 million lang, right? I could have cleaned up because Mike was so sure of himself.
I was so sure.
So I could have cleaned up because I was so sure about myself. But I was also playing it too safe. And the thing is, guys...
Because he wasn't sure. He was 100%.
I was sure, but I wasn't sure.
He was 100%.
Because here's the thing, right? The reason why I wasn't completely 100% was it's because I thought... Maybe the underlying factor that Tanya and Shaq have been intimate might be something that's lingers.
That's what I relied on as well.
But then what I said to myself is Tanya strikes me as the type of person that she's from the younger generation, they're very liberal, they're fluid, right? So in my mind, I saw it as, well, she doesn't see kissing as a big deal.
Considering she likes to lips everybody else
because
in challenges.
Because she kisses a lot of people in challenges and she sees it as a... Like she said, there's one line that she said was, oh, you should be honoured that everybody knows that you're having. She said this line and in my mind I was like in what world does that about? Actually make sense? So the reason... So I put two and two together. Like she thinks that kissing everybody is a big deal and is not a big deal, right? So... I decided that she wouldn't put the fact that they've been intimate in such a serious category as well. Mm. Because by default, I always assume that if you've been intimate, sometimes people get a bit territorial or sometimes people start to get a little bit serious about the person. But there's certain people that they're kind of disconnected by that. Like, I feel like when it came to like Tanya and Shaq, she did all of the feel-ups in bed just to kind of make sure that it was worth it, right? Worth doing it on television. And then she realized that he was kind of well endowed and she wanted to taste it. She wanted not to taste it, she wanted to try it, right?
I think
that she did all of that stuff because she's just a young girl that's trying to live her life. Do you know what I mean? So because of that, I then came to the conclusion that she was going to do whatever she wanted to do with a pinch of salt, trying to make it out like she's been respectful. Like she tried, the way she's been selling, the fact that her and Martin kissed, right, is actually a joke. Because let's call it what it is.
He kissed her and it was very quick.
She said he kissed her and it was very quick. It was not.
How do people forget that they're being filmed in
HD? It doesn't
make
any sense. One, two, right? She was, I'm really trying to be respectful with the way that I approached Tanya because she is a young girl, right? But she was really moving differently, right?
She was
doing everything to tell this guy, give this guy the signals. She was so dehydrated, like she was in a desert, and there was only sand there. There was not even any saliva. She had like it's gone. The saliva has been completely like evaporated, right? Because at this point, she saw Martin, right, and was like, "Oh, he's a bit of me." And then
he's also Yoruba.
And he's also Yoruba. And there's there's a TikTok that she was saying at her Nigerian wedding. So she's already put this out there, yeah? So then basically she's now there, and then there's like a moment where she's sitting with Martin and he's like stroking her, you know, just sit that
the thigh stroke.
You know, typical Yoruba, let's call it what it is. Yoruba move, man. Yoruba moves. Probably like stroking her thigh.
And he's trying
to be very like low-key about it. He's trying to be like, I'm not going to force you to do this because I'm a Yoruba man. Do you know who I am?
He was stroking the erogenous zones.
Yeah, so he's not going to like beg her for this kiss. And the thing is, she was indirectly begging him for the kiss. But She kissed him on his cheekbone.
Kissed him on his upper lip.
Oh my gosh, she might as well kiss him on his forehead. She did everything. And the guy still decided to not even read those read the signals. In fact, the signals were received, but he ignored them.
He just stretched it out a bit.
And then
he does want to be easy. He had to really, really leave it to last night.
Which is BS, by the way. And when a Yoruba guy really, really likes you, yeah, he comes on thick, right? Martin is really playing the game because he already knows that Tanya is pretty much...
Yeah, there wasn't much effort needed.
Do you know what I mean? He knew that it was a done deal. He knew that if I just focus on Tanya, I'm in. Because Tanya just likes to be pursued. Mm. With him, right, she's already messed it up completely because, one, there was a clip where his face screwed a bit when she was hugging him. Maybe her hair smells, maybe something smells, but he did the Yoruba smell face. And you know what I mean?
This one.
The Yoruba smell face. There's a Yoruba smell. You know what I'm talking about.
Your smelling face. Yeah. You are smelling face.
Yeah. Hmm. There's a Yoruba smelling face. Hmm. Like, what is this smell? Like, this smell is not correct. So he did that face. So I feel like...
He's not attracted to that.
I don't think there's attraction there because I feel like the smell face is really telling the fact that...
So you might just genuinely not find her attractive. That's enough to go.
But the thing is, it might not even be a looks thing. It's her personality, right? In the sense of that her personality is stinky. In the sense of, why are you going to tell somebody that you love them? If somebody told me that they loved me and the feeling wasn't mutual, I'd be like, thank you. And I know that sounds harsh, but at the end of the day, I'd rather be real to myself than to say I love you too. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Her telling Shaq, that this is why the whole internet were like, oh, I'm not sure about her, yada, yada, yada. And the reason why the internet was saying that is because you can tell that she was holding on to the only person that was interested in her in the villa.
Yeah.
And that was Shaq. Shaq being somebody who loves hard, right? He had fallen deep.
Hard.
They've also done stuff.
Everything.
So Shaq is somebody who I think Shaq strikes me as the type of person that, like, if he meets you and you've been intimate, he's like, this is my wife. Unless you say, oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? All the internet were like, oh, he's love bombing. Like, when I say internet, I'm talking about Twitter, yeah? So that, basically, because he was like really being quite intense in the early stages.
I think he's an intense character.
I think that he's just an intense person. Mm. But some people say love bombing, but I feel like you shouldn't say love bombing because love bombing is associated with narcissists. Mm. And I don't consider him a narcissist. The reason why I would say that is the way that he was so like defensive of the way that Ron was treating Lana and stuff like that. Sometimes narcissists can justify certain behaviors because I think Ron gives me narcissistic I think Ron is a narcissist.
Ron's the winner in all this game.
Do you know what I mean? And the funny thing is, Ron and Lana are most likely going to win.
They'll win it. Do you want to put Lang on it?
No, because I believe that they're going to win.
I don't think they'll win.
Okay, let's just put that. So anyways, yeah. I feel like I definitely need to build this app. I don't know how long it's going to take me. I feel like it's just simple features, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Just transfer feature. Just make a transfer feature. Use a plugin or something to do transfer.
So annoying. Just transfer feature. Rubbish. Anyways. I was so freaking annoyed. Anyway. Anyways.
Go on.
I think I know how I can build it. So I want to build it just for fun. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to be building things for fun.
Just do it, man. It's a necessity for the family. We need it. Come on. Put your family's needs first.
I don't think I actually genuinely don't think I have the time to be building.
We
could
build it really simple. Do you know, real quick business meeting. This is how it works here, babes. We have a balance.
Okay.
And that's it. Balances.
No, but then what about balance, the timeline of like dates of when the things that came
that.
In
we
and out?
We don't
need
that. We can still use the Notes app to make a note of our things. But just transactions. Plug in the transaction, press your face, boom, it goes to your balance. Mine gets deducted, yours gets increased.
That's not something I can charge for £2.50. If I'm going to build this, I still need to make it somewhat usable so I can charge £2.50 for it, at least on the App Store.
Fair enough. Would you, I guess we can create in-app purchases to let people buy more lang. So if they don't want to have 100 million lang, what if they want 200 million lang? Pay an extra £20 to get an extra 100 million lang. Let that marinate. Back to the podcast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's annoying. And I'm fighting the feeling, but I don't... I think Shaq will take her back.
Mm-hmm. I actually feel... Because you know why? Martin has checked out. Martin does not like to be called a speed bump.
No,
okay?
Or an experiment. No, test. No person wants to be called an experiment.
No,
or
they're
a
not
test.
A test. He's like, I don't like called this test.
I'm not
talk.
A test. I'm not no I'm experiment. Thinking, has, I'm like a guinea pig.
Has
too.
Martin not watched the show? Because the thing is, like, everybody calls everything a test, right? On the show, it's actually really silly. But it's the Love Island lingo
yeah.
Right? So I feel
every
like
every bomb show is a test.
Why is he acting like he's never watched a show before? If I watched
the because
show,
he's a king.
He said he's not treated as such. I think he said he's an exam, right? Like
exactly.
I think
he's the whole examining
board.
He's AKQA.
Okay, it doesn't make any sense to me because if I was to go on Love Island, I would at least binge a few seasons just to know what I'm going in for. And then he went in as a Casa Amor boy, right? Mm. And then his friend Dami should have prepped him. It's his friend apparently.
It's his friend?
Yeah.
I thought it was his brother.
No, it's his friend. Dami also put on Twitter, Martin, you should stop forcing this English. Just use this accent that you want to use. So he thinks
it,
that
right,
Martin...
As a, you're
Irish.
Back,
yeah, you're Irish. You're right, you're, so, because basically, I think we've seen Martin being quite quiet on the show, and I think he's been quite self-conscious of his accent, which I actually think that the Yoruba-Irish accent is quite...
That's what Tanya
cool.
actually wants.
Yeah.
If he turns that accent on, she will literally laser cut Shaq.
Yeah.
He'll be dead to her.
The thing is, the only reason why Tanya, because now Tanya's now saying, oh, test, test, test. And she's like, oh, this is how it is in the show.
Shaq can never try the same thing on her.
Never.
No way. You think Shaq can walk into Casa Moore with some next chick on his arm, Cynthia, for example, and be like, oh, babe, this is just a test.
That being said, it might, because of Tanya being quite young, that type of game would work on Tanya.
Do you think? I don't think it would.
Yeah, I would. Because the young generation likes games. Like, they love games. That's why...
They want it one-sided. Look at Miss 1995. What's
who's
her
that?
Face? Olivia.
She's confused. Let's just...
Rubbish.
She's not even relevant in this conversation.
This chick has coupled up with another guy.
And she has audacity...
And was vexed.
...to be angry
ex...
at Kai. Make it make sense.
It makes no sense.
It does not make any sense.
It makes
sense.
No sense.
The thing is, she's irrelevant. I'm not going to talk about her.
She openly
she's
calls
rubbish.
Herself a hypocrite.
She doesn't
it's
make
rubbish.
Sense. It doesn't make sense. With regards to Tanya and all the other younger youth, right? I say younger youth like I'm some 50-year-old woman, but basically... The approach is they like games. I think, like, for example, having the exclusive phase is a game phase, right?
It's rubbish.
Or talking phase is because they're scared of commitment. Mm. A lot of them are scared of commitment because, let's call it what it is, most relationships don't work out. Mm-hmm. It's like a business. They're like, it's like if it gets through the certain startup phase, it's like, oh, wow, we might make it, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, they're too scared about that process. So they'll rather be in full-time employment, aka singleness. So that is kind of like...
Aka the talking stage, exclusivity.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, oh, it's safe, the safe situation. So talking stage is a safe bet. Exclusive. Okay, now let's get to after 8 months of being in the talking stage, just go to exclusive. Oh, right. This is safe. At least it's steady. at least it's steady.
But if they move to someone else, you're not allowed to be angry because I'm not even your boyfriend
exactly,
or your girlfriend.
But you know why they do that? To protect their heart, right? Because they don't like to be heartbroken. So the whole process. So because they're not exclusive or not in a relationship, it allows them. But apparently,
it's the heartbreakers that use that line.
Apparently, Tanya and Shaq were exclusive because they were saying that they love each other.
Does that mean you're exclusive in their world?
I don't know, babe. Babe, you're asking the wrong
person. Because she told him not to be vexed. We're never boyfriend and girlfriend. Never say never.
When did she say
but
that?
But she's still going to... I don't know. She's still going to... She's still going to try and chase him because, you know, if it's meant to be, it will be.
Mm.
No.
I feel like Tanya is really young. And I just feel like we all have to kind of give... The reason why was able to confidently bet this is because I knew that she was young and she was going to make a young decision. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, being young, you are allowed to have grace. You're allowed to make mistakes. People are allowed to have the benefit of the doubt. So her making this mistake, Shaq being also quite young, will probably kind of...
Shaq? He's 28, isn't he?
Is he 28?
Yeah, he's old, bro.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
No. Quick
anyways, Shaq actually seems to really like Tanya, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he is going to take Tanya back. And the thing is, he was trying to play Mr. Hard Guy, but he knows that he likes Tanya. And he's because Tanya was trying to be respectful, she wasn't being all cozy with...
24.
Okay, he's young. Very young. Yeah. She didn't want to be all cozy with Martin, right, in the villa. So he then came to the assumption that there was no chemistry between them because when she was always sitting with him, they were always being cozy. They were never like sitting apart or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... He's not seen the footage of them being cozy in Castle Amor where Martin's stroking her thigh,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. So he probably thinks that there's still hope there, whereas I think that Tanya's just being respectful and not being too cozy because she knows that Shaq's watching.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I feel like with Tanya anyway, she's really young and grace needs to be given. And in that situation, people tend to make mistakes. They don't really carry themselves with that much decorum, right? But at the same time, when you're young, that is the time for you to be moving mad because there's enough time for you as an old, when you're an adult to be living life with decorum.
What she's going to say is Shaq is the right guy at the wrong time.
Wrong time. I hate that.
And phrase. I hate that line. What do you mean wrong time? So what should he do? Should he kind of like, you know, reverse time and or, you know, what should he do? Should he wait for her?
Shaq's not waiting for nobody. You know what's interesting, right?
But the guy's only 24. He's still got some years on him.
When Shaq gets out of the villa, he is going to have so many girls in his DMs because
he's emotionally available.
He's emotionally available. Two, he doesn't like seeing and witnessing guys move mad, which means he'll be a good role model in their friendship group. Yeah? Like you want somebody like that.
Or nobody would tell him anything because they don't want him to ruin their vibes.
Well, there you have it. At least you know that you've got the good man in the group, right?
If he has no friends, he's probably the good guy.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of the time, men want to move mad and they don't want to have people around them that's going to snitch. Because Shaq is the type of person that will 100% snitch. He'll be like, Tanya, don't tell anybody that I told you this, but so-and-so cheated on so-and-so today. And what would Tanya do? Tell everybody.
Go and tell so-and-so. But he will do that knowing that she would.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? And you know what's actually funny, right? Talking about people that like to snitch, right? Will. Mr. Will.
Ah, Will the Farmer. How are you? Are falling, man.
You know Farmer Will, yeah? William. I had so much hopes of him. He was actually my favourite.
William. He was playing the game. Everyone who played the game, but I knew he was playing the game.
The ones that pretend to be Mr. Nice Guy are the worst. They're actually the worst guys. Let me explain why.
How can you pretend to be Mr. Nice Guy, though?
Farmer Will... I think, right, let me explain why, yeah? There's certain people, right, that are actually really nice, like Ovi, right?
Big up Ovi, classic.
Because the reason why I'll use Ovi as an example, right, is he was very physically attractive, but he was still a nice guy, and he was consistent. There are guys that are that they believe that they're physically attractive, but then they enter the villa and nobody's attracted to them, right? And when that is posed, when they're posed with that issue, nobody being attracted to them, they then start being Mr. I'm friends with everybody. And that was Mr. Farmer Will. Yeah. When in actual fact, he was expecting everybody to be interested in him because maybe in his village, he's the attractive guy, right?
Yeah.
Whereas he comes to the villa now and nobody's interested in him.
Yeah.
So he then has Jesse, the only person who actually has been calculated enough to come into the villa.
I was going to say, you think it's a game as well, isn't it?
Calculated enough to come into the villa, see that everybody sees Farmer Will, loves Farmer Will, and then she then hangs on to Farmer Will.
That's my guy right there.
And then she also maybe starts to like him because they are intimate as well. And the fact that they're intimate, she just decides, maybe this is not game anymore. Maybe this guy can potentially be, because she's 20, I think she's 28. She says, maybe this guy can potentially be my husband and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe there's a chance. But then the thing is with situations like that is if nobody in the villa has come in that is of interest in him, then he can't really show his true self.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
He can't get to know anybody.
Yeah. Perfect example is Ron, right? Ron is somebody that was in his village that nobody liked. Yeah? Nobody liked Ron.
Ooh, in London.
Yeah. I'll just use that example. I'm saying village, but you know what I'm trying to say, yeah? In his town. Nobody liked Ron.
Like your ass, man.
Nobody liked Ron. That's it. Then he comes into the villa and now everybody likes Ron. Makes sense. So now everybody likes Ron. I don't get it. Everybody likes Ron. So because everybody likes Ron, now he's like a dog on heat. Because he's got all these people.
Thirsty.
And because he's thinking,
everyone
he's
through
never,
the door.
That's thinking, I didn't experience it at all.
And he
probably thought that he was gonna have one girl and hold on to that one girl because in his village nobody interested in him. So he goes, so now he's in the villa and all these people are interested in him and like a dog on heat, he's just excited. This is almost like reminiscent of when you're in uni. Let me give me an example, right? So I lived in Peterborough, yeah?
You mean uni, school, or college?
I'm talking about, hold on a second.
Okay, go on.
Before university, I lived in Peterborough, right? Mm. And Wisbeach, whatever. Went to college in Cambridge, right? As in college and in sixth form, brother, and Americans that are listening, high school. Right? Mm. End of high school?
Yeah, high school.
Yeah. So then I then proceeded to go to university in Hertfordshire. So just like away from where I was, you know, before where my mother lives, then go on my own. So I'm now in Hertfordshire. Hertfordshire is full of all these people from London. This is the first time since I was 14, so I'm now, 19?
Are you thirsty?
No, I wasn't thirsty, baby.
Was it thirsty?
No. But I'm telling the story, okay?
I mean, you came in from the village.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Let me see my water. Hold on.
So I go from the first time being around, like for a long time, just being around white people, right? Then I go to Hertfordshire University and there's loads of black people in that university, right? And now suddenly there's all these potential prospects. And I'm like, oh, because when you are in Hertfordshire and when you're in Peterborough and Cambridge or whatever, right, the type of people that are interested in you are really like
really bad as your self-esteem.
Yeah. So in your mind, you're like, oh, they just want to taste seasoned chicken.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They're not really interested in me like that. So I always had that at the back of my mind. So instead of, I would have never really, and I personally wasn't attracted to them as well, which was another thing, right? So being in Cambridge or Wisbeach or Peterborough, whatever, being in those areas, I didn't really have the opportunity per se to explore. So I was literally in my mind being plumped, like thrusted into the campus life in Hertfordshire was almost like me being in the villa because it was like, oh my gosh, you know, like I'm here on the, you know.
And now everybody fancies you.
And now I'm like around all these people and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you know, do you know what I mean? So it goes from like not having any type of prospects to, hey, you know, and it's like your brain is all scrambled because you're just like, oh my gosh, what do I do with this information? Yeah. What do I do? Kind of thing. And it's just, I think that's the situation with Ron, right? He goes from maybe being in his village, London, where nobody likes him. Then he goes into villa and apparently everybody's into like Ron, right?
Yeah.
And Ron probably thinking, I don't think, because he comes in and he uses this first disclaimer, like, I've got one eye, blah, 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 thinking that that was going to be like his set, his story. But nobody actually is even addressing that. Nobody even cares about the fact that
like
he's...
They like the eye.
Yeah, they're like, oh, your one eye is looking at me. Like, they find it mysterious. So nobody's even thinking about that. It's actually not even relevant. Him using that, he thought he was going to use that as a sob story to get girls. But girls actually just like him, full stop. And he's thinking, wait, I didn't even...
Girls like me?
I didn't see this happening. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So now because he's in this situation where, like, all the girls actually like him...
He never expected it.
He didn't expect it. And he's struggling to compose himself and to and to handle himself with decorum, right? Yeah. So he likes Lana because he knows Lana is the correct person for him. Let's call it what it is.
Let's be honest. He's messed that girl around, man.
But he's messed her around.
He's messed that girl around. He is one bombshell away from getting left behind or from leaving her.
You know what's actually interesting, right? Mm-hmm. He tried to say, oh, yeah, I slept on the day bed during Castle more times, right? Mm. Nobody wanted him.
Nobody wanted him.
Nobody wanted him.
No one's moving to him.
If people were interested in him, trust me, he would have messed Lana
around
again.
One blonde girl, blue-eyed guy, girl like this would have been like, hey, Ron, say,
and
oh, do you want
to... I'm really not trying to be funny or anything. And I say this with the, like... I say this as respectful as possible. Mm. But I think... that the Casa Amor guys were stronger than the Casa Amor girls.
They did that with the girls, man. They did that with the girls.
So I feel like there it wasn't that much of a difficult choice. Like if they if there was a contender like close enough to like Tanya for Shaq, Shaq might have like he might have moved his eyeballs a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I don't think he would have completely turned his head, but I think he would have moved his eyeballs a little bit. Maybe he would have had a couple conversations, and he would have maybe just had a couple. No, I'm saying if there was an attractive, like if there was like a Yolande,
no, but the girls were
Yolande.
I don't think he'd ever landed Yolande.
Is it Yolande?
Yeah, he could have never landed Yolande.
No, he couldn't have. No.
Let's just call it what it is.
But let's just use that as an example.
She was too fine, the black girl.
She was top tier. I actually think that she's
They haven't topped her. I haven't seen anyone else top her.
They have not topped her. No. And I don't understand what they're doing. I
don't know.
But I do think India was close.
India was really close. Close second. But Yolande is top.
Yolande was top.
I think Shaq could land India. But I don't think he could land Yolande.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Because the thing is, India likes edgy guys. Dami was edgy. No, he was too sweet. Like, she likes guys that... India's young,
I
isn't it?
I think India would have liked Shaq.
No.
You know, I wish we could run a simulator. I think she would have liked Shaq. Because, let's be honest, India would not have moved that like she moved. Actually, no, she did come back with someone.
She came back with somebody, and that guy was too nice. And that's why she didn't like him. She likes Dami, because Dami just moves mad and does whatever he wants, and she likes that.
That's why
both of them match each other's energy. Mm. And that's why they like each other.
Heartbreakers, yeah.
They match each other's energy. That's why they like each other. Do you know what I mean?
He couldn't land you one day.
There's no way. And he definitely couldn't land India. Definitely not. Yeah. India would rather stay single than be pretending to be with somebody.
He could have landed Claudia though. Poor one out for our girl Claudia.
Who's Claudia?
Miss Straddle Bay.
Oh, Cynthia.
Yeah. Oh, what did I say?
Her name's Cynthia.
Cynthia, that's one.
Claudia's the one that she was meant to replace. Yeah.
Cynthia.
If he tried, but at the same time, I think Cynthia was about to swirl.
Cynthia just went for what she thought was the easy target because Shaq had closed himself up, but if Shaq had opened himself. And whatever happened to the one that didn't, the other black girl with the braids that didn't talk? I don't even know what she sounds like.
I don't even know who she is. I can't remember her name.
She was invisible, and then she left.
It's sad.
Terrible.
We've ended up spending the whole episode just talking about Love Island, but.
Yeah.
Is there anything else really of this week? To be honest,
can we dissect? Oh no, we already talked about Olivia and Kai, isn't it?
Rubbish.
So all those aunties and uncles asking us every time we go to a party, where will you have more? Where will you have? We want it again. It ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
Two is enough.
Two is enough.
Can I get amen for the people at the back?
Two is enough.
Two is enough.
Two is enough.
Two is enough.
Two is enough. The thing is, this week, the reason why this week I wouldn't say is that as well-rounded as it could have been, yeah, is it was half-term week, right? And it was just a really stressful week for us, guys. You need to pray for us. Like, pray when it comes us, to, like, because the thing is, during the Christmas period, right?
We had a break.
We didn't do any teaching with the kids, no. Nothing. We just thought, oh, let's give the kids a break. But prior to Christmas break, we had done so much work with the boys that they were, like, working so quickly. Like, they knew
they're
that
on their ball game.
They were on their ball games. Their brains were working tick, 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 tick. So they, like, I heard would do literally, like, six sums under a minute.
In a minute. Calm.
Under a minute.
We have video evidence.
We have video evidence of him doing it. Under a minute. And now, that same thing that we were making him do, he can't do.
It's a myth. And I don't know if he's doing it to troll us. I don't know if he's genuinely forgotten. We just can't be bothered.
He's so smart. That's what stresses us out.
Yeah.
Because he's honestly one of the smartest kids you'll ever meet. If you ask this guy, like, if he's on his ball game, the way that his brain thinks, it will literally blow you away. Mm-hmm. So that's why it stresses me out when he doesn't...
Use it.
It stresses me
and
out.
And that's the intervention we're trying to do right now. Bro, you need to use your brain.
Yeah, your brain. You've got a brilliant brain.
You're not even trying. Sometimes he just sits there and just... daydreams. I'm like, bro, your work. What about your work?
Yeah.
Like yesterday, we spent the whole day on one math page.
Literally, whole page.
From 8 to 6. Because he felt entitled that the answer must be done for him.
Literally.
Because he can't bother to think of
but
the answer.
But the thing is, he's so brilliant.
And he could do it.
He could have done it. And that's what stresses us out. It's not, you know, if he couldn't, if we thought, because you're parents, you know your child, right? Mm. We know our child. We know if he's capable of doing something and we know if something's maybe a little bit hard for him. So if we look at something and be like, oh no, this will be hard for him. Let's talk him through this.
Yeah.
But the things that we're giving to him, it's not even hard.
It's not hard. It's simple.
It's actually very
simple maths.
Very simple.
Anyway, I'm going to feel myself. I can feel that in my vein.
Yeah, I've actually been dealing with a serious stress headache this whole entire week. And it's actually been really tough for me. I'm not going to lie. I've been popping painkillers like they're Tic Tacs. And bruv, I don't like that.
Just give a lockdown trauma.
Yeah. Another thing is we had a random ad hoc hike. So you guys know that we have a black family hiking group, right? And the reason why we created that was to create like a safe space for black community
in Hertfordshire,
right? And the reason why the safe space is relevant is because in Hertfordshire, even though it's a diverse county or whatever, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we have to deal with. So it's kind of nice to have
people
communion amongst your own people so that you can kind of rant about things and sometimes it's nice to speak to strangers because you end up not being strangers after a while because obviously you see each other regularly. In fact, like last year we end up going like on a trip to Wales with one family that we met and through the hiking group and we miss you, by the way, if you're listening.
If you're listening
we miss you but anyways,
please.
sometimes it's nicer to speak to strangers because then you can like let it out and then get on with your week.
And you know
that we're not messaging you during the week, respectfully.
We're not boys like that. But you have my secrets. Do what you want with it.
Exactly.
Go and chat about it with your friends. I don't know them.
It doesn't affect me. Do you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like a safe space. Anyways, so we had an ad hoc meetup this week, right? So I started this hiking group during the pandemic. Because I thought, oh, it'll be a good time. And at the time, there was like that lots of that strife because of like the George Floyd, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, whatever. So I started the thing. So when I started it, it was like we did Sundays. And at the time, there was lockdown. So it's not like churches were going on. There weren't churches.
And you were allowed 1 hour out for air, remember?
Yeah.
So you might as well get in your car and drive to a hiking spot for 1 hour of
so
air.
Do that. So we were doing that. And there was quite a few people in the group at the time, and there were a good consistent number of people that would attend. So it was actually worthwhile. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of people attending at the time. I say a lot, but in my mind, like six, seven families attending.
Yeah, so at least two kids each. That's a lot of people.
Anyways.
Especially when you're out on the countryside and all the people are looking at you like, what's going on here?
They're gangs.
Are you guys lost?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's our land too. We can walk in the fields if we want to. What is it? Move on, John.
So anyway, I had an operation last year. It was my last operation, by God's grace. When did I have that?
April.
After my operation, I thought, let me give myself time to heal. Anyways, during the time I was healing, I asked the group at the time, should we stop the group? Should we pause the group whilst I'm in recovery? Or should we carry on? Because at the time we had two admin, right? And the two admin were like, oh, no, we'll carry on. Anyways, didn't carry on, right? So then after I recovered, I said, cool, I want to try to see if we can get more people, because after I recovered, it seems like the group had just completely gone quiet. Yeah. And at the time we had about 30 people in the group. So now I did, I put like a post out, and now we've got one post got us like 220 new members. And now on the WhatsApp group, we have like 61 or 62 members in the WhatsApp group. But in the Facebook group, there's like 220 people. So that has basically built, and the group has grown again, right? However, when we were running them on Sundays, me personally, I didn't want to be doing it anyway on Sundays anymore, because I actually wanted to go to church.
Before,
right?
It was every other Sunday, right? Or was it every Sunday before?
There was a point when it was every other Sunday. Then yeah. I changed it for this year to be once.
First Sunday of every month.
And that's just because I actually want to go to church. Mm. And I did pose the question, do we do it on Saturdays, which I can't do because I go to acting classes, Sundays or ad hoc? Everyone said Sundays, but tell me why you'd have like a trickle of people attending. It doesn't make any sense. 1st of January, we actually had quite a big turnout, but then it was like pouring down rain. Mm. Not 1st of January, but the first week of January,
yeah.
We had a hike.
Yeah.
And it was pouring down rain, but it had a big turnout. Then it was my birthday. The next hike was scheduled for the 5th of February. And I'm sorry, but your girl was not going to go hiking on that day.
No, man.
So
weekend? No.
So I wanted to go to church on my birthday weekend. So I said, right, out of the blue, I basically was like, I'm choosing me. I'm putting myself first. So I said, yeah, sorry.
Which you deserve to do.
Yeah, and I said, sorry, the hike's cancelled. And the only reason why I had to cancel it is because there's nobody else in the group that's willing to do it. Mm. If I had, like, 3 or so people that's willing to be like, don't worry, it's cool, blessing, it's your birthday, I'll lead the hike, then I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm cancelling the hike. No, because somebody else would do it.
Yeah.
But nobody else is willing to do it. And I've posed this question to everybody on a regular basis. Unless there's somebody that's willing to do it, unless there's somebody willing to do it, nobody's put themselves forward. And because of that, that's why I end up just cancelling it. And somebody actually had the audacity to send me a message saying, oh, you know, the way that you cancelled it short notice was rude. I'm like, there's literally only 2 people that were going to turn up anyway. Yeah. 1, 2, nobody's willing to do it. Like, nobody's paying me. There's no such thing as customer service if you're not getting paid, right?
Yeah.
I'm literally doing this out of the kindness of my own heart. I'm not being paid to do this. I'm doing this for community, right? Mm-hmm. If nobody's helping me to do it, I'm one person.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot for me. I've got to run 2 companies, yeah? Look after 2 children. I'm one person.
And that's it.
Yeah. Did you say I'm the husband? I'm the husband, yeah. I'm literally one person, yeah. I'm literally one person. It's actually not fair. It's actually not fair.
It's not.
So when that person said that to me, I said, there's no such thing as customer service if you're not being paid.
I mean, was that person going to try?
I said, honestly, if you want to, lead. I've been begging there was one particular person in the group, yeah, before my operation that used to lead, and I still mourn the loss.
We all mourn her. We felt it when she left, man. She did that on purpose to make sure that we felt her presence. Yeah. Like, and it's not like we didn't value her before.
We valued her.
She was an OG, bro. She came, she printed out maps.
Yes.
She was able to cut things on the fly, like, we're right here. Like, she was able, she was like a classic OG when it comes to map reading. Like, classic. She'll be like, we're in the middle of the forest, and she'd be like, on the map, we're right here. I know we're here because...
And when she pulled out, I was devastated. I was like, did I do anything wrong?
Like is this?
What do you want me to do? Like, I'll do something? Anything.
Was
what
it Michael
is
again?
It?
Michael's got rubber stroke. Don't listen to my husband.
Like, I was
honestly
devastated, right? But she was just like saying how, no, I just wanted to like stop, whatever. But I was honestly devastated when she left. And I'm thinking like, girl, like, huh.
It's a shame.
But anyways, nope, we've got 220 people in that group. And when I tell you that nobody in that group is willing to take on the take on the responsibility of leading, it's actually, so basically, I was in two minds of cancelling the group, I'm going to be honest with you. Because I sometimes...
As in ending the group.
As in ending it, as in like killing fully it. Just
deleting
shutting it
the
down.
WhatsApp, Facebook, everything.
And the reason why is because I'm tired. Right? Yes, now I've made it once a month. And the reason why I did that was because...
You made it ad hoc now.
This is before ad hoc. Okay, yeah. Yes, I made it once a month at the time. And that was based on me thinking I'm doing myself more like... I'm giving myself more grace, right? And this is something I've been learning through therapy because I'm always trying to take on new things and doing like a million things at once. I'm literally one person, right? I'm like still trying to learn these lines. I haven't even learned lines. I've got tomorrow I'm supposed to freaking do freaking performance and I can't... And I've not had the time to memorize these lines. Like, it's a lot for me. So
let it up, babe. Let it up.
Sorry, like I'm just really, I find myself getting really stressed because it's like I have so much that I have to do. It's like, okay, now CEO of Find Your Power, there's so much parts of that I'm having to do. If I'm not programming, I'm recording content. If I'm not recording content, I'm speaking to churches, I'm speaking to Christian users, I'm speaking to Christian organizations. If I'm not doing that, I'm editing the content. If I'm not doing that, I'm programming again. And programming is a lot.
Yeah.
Like I find myself working like
it's a whole day thing.
Yeah. So then it's like, and then we've got like clients that they want me to do strategy. And I'm like, I need to read the documentation.
I haven't read it yet because I do so much. I'm organizing the hike.
So then with the hikes, they expect...
We still have documents to read.
We've got loads of documents to read.
Keep forgetting to print it out.
Right? So then with the hikes, I usually test the trails. So I'd go and I'd test the trails, right, to make sure that it's child friendly. And then I'll also make sure that there's parking. So...
You've got to test it in enough time to pivot as well sometimes.
So because of that, I end up having to do it maybe on a Wednesday. So then it gives me enough time to pivot. Mm. This whole thing is just a lot anyways. So what I've said is I was speaking to the people that came to the half-term hike. We had quite a big turnout for the half-term hike. And I said to them, I think I'm going to close the group because it's actually getting much for me, too much
for
me.
And they were like, no.
And by the way, the people that were like, no, this is the first time I've seen them all. Like, so they were like, why don't you make it ad hoc? And the reason why we're able to attend is because there's the thing is, you're like, I believe in children role models. Like, kids are less likely to copy an adult. Mm. Yes, you know, they might emulate, like, their parent or whatever, but... They are more likely.
Take the piss out of us most of the time when they're playing.
What do you say?
So as our boys take the piss out of us most of the time when they're playing.
Literally. But they're more inclined to copy somebody that they see as a peer somewhat. So there's like a couple really, like I'd say that there was like this one family, the one family that we went to Wales with, they've got an eldest daughter and their eldest daughter is a really good example. I say like her, she's a great example. So I really loved the kids being around her because I really feel like she was such a great example of a child. And then you've got like, there's another person that came to the hike and we rarely see her, but her son, who's like 11 years old, he's an amazing example as well. So like, it's not even like him, he's just a child, but he's a well-behaved child. He still acts like a child, but he's a well-behaved child. And Ivan being around him, you can see that Ivan like copies him and he kind of looks up to him and he behaves really well around him. And I feel like there's something about having like a good role model and like children that, you know, it does matter.
Unannoying kids.
Exactly. So that was another reason why I was kind of like less inclined to cancel the group because I saw how that happened. But it's rare for these interactions to happen because nobody turns up. So I said, okay, cool. So are you saying that if I do the ad hoc hikes, you guys are going to turn up? Because then it would make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
So they said yes. So we'll see how it goes. We're going to do a whole year of ad hoc hikes.
Ad hoc hikes.
Yeah. In the sense of like, bank holidays, half term, summer holidays. We're going to do
random
that.
Tuesday.
Yeah. And then see how that goes. And if we have a better turnout this year, then it will carry on next year. If not, closing the group for good. I think I'm just going to give it a year. We're still the beginning of the year.
I think it'll work.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes, because I don't want to actually stop the hikes. I love seeing the boys outside. They love being outdoors. I love being outdoors myself. And I like that hiking is actually part of like the boys' identity. Like they love telling everybody how they're hikers. Oh yeah, I love hiking. It's literally part of that. I'd rather that be part of their identity than then just being like the typical beta kids. Do you know what I mean? That all they do is a screen. Like, I like the fact that they're outdoors in nature and they love stuff like that. Yeah. And the next step to being outdoors really is me sucking it up and taking the kids camping, because I do think that the kids will love camping.
You think they'll like it?
I think they'll
Our boys will like camping?
I think they'll like glamping.
Okay, I'm about to say. I don't think they'll enjoy camping. Not our boys.
No, not like...
As bougie as they are.
Not like sleeping bag camping. I think they'll like glamping, like nice, like yurt with the beds. And it being hot. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Underfloor heating, central heating.
You're a joker.
Like, Emma mattresses for beds.
You're a joker. The thing is, our boys are very like, they like what they like.
They don't like what they hate, man.
They like comfort. There was a time when we were going to go camping last year, but then the person like that we were talking about, the queen that should have stayed in the group, and I would have given her a crown if she wanted a crown. She was somebody who went camping all the time.
She convinced the whole group.
And she convinced the whole group that we were all going to go camping.
And so we were ready.
So we were all ready just because of her. Then as soon as she pulled out, keep in mind that at this point, Mike and I had already paid a whole glamping team because we were not going to turn up and put up a tent.
No. My fear was to put up a tent, we'll arrive and it's raining. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
No.
So we...
Not with these hands.
You know what, I was speaking to a lady about this yesterday. She said, "Blessing, you're a whole programmer, you know how to understand instructions, you'll be able to look at..." I said when I'm stressed, instructions mean nothing to me. No, because the way I'll be looking at the thing, I'm like, no. And she was like, "No, Blessed, I'm pretty sure..." She's like, "You're very bright." And I was like, no.
Nah, for worse is when you're reading the manual and it's raining and the paper gets wet.
And then the kids are saying...
And the ink starts to smudge.
And the kids are like,
"How far? How far? Daddy, how far?" "So shut up. I'm trying to make this work. Where's the nail?" And it's raining and it's cold and it's meant to be summer. And it's muddy. You know, I don't like mud. And it's muddy. Ah, oh, man. And I've got to put up this 60-foot yurt.
Nappy. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to pay people to do that for us. It's their job.
It's their job.
In fact, in the beginning, Bless was like, "Yeah, we could do this together." I'm like, "Babes, you know how I feel about hard labor. I am not that sort of man. Throw money at the situation. Let the people build it for us and we just enter the tin.
Oh, my gosh.
And we leave and they come and pick it up. Please. Oh. I don't want to wild out on this trip."
The thing is, right, yeah. Like, we had to. It only made sense because I was actually losing sleep over the setup. Mike was losing sleep over the setup. I was losing sleep over the setup. And then I then went to coffee with the admins, yeah, at the time, and the lady that basically encouraged all of us to do the campaign. And then she was like, "Oh, you know, there are like companies that can do all of that for you." And I know, she's like, "Even though it's not real campaign, I think somebody like you..." That's what she said. "I think somebody like you will benefit from it." I was like, "Oh my days, God bless you." So when she said that,
it's not real camping. Do you feel I care about that?
I didn't really care about that. As soon as I got home from that coffee, I looked it up. And it was true. And I cried. I was so happy.
Like, see? I'm sure there were people to set up. There you go. Pay the people now. Reserve them now before they say they booked up.
Yeah. So we booked them up.
There and then. Paid everything.
Literally booked them up and everything. And then when she cancelled, we were like, "Are we going to get our money back? Because it's a lot of money." Because
people come, this whole construction team coming to build our house in the
You're
field.
So annoying. You're so annoying.
For real. We got chairs, we got cooker.
We bought
Tefal pots.
You're so annoying. Okay.
We got a yurt.
Mm-hmm. We got two double beds.
We got an Aga.
We got a stove. We got pots. We got a heater. We got a sofa. We got mats. Uh-huh.
We got extra blankets.
We got extra blankets.
We let the boys pick from a pillow menu what they wanted.
You're
a
joke.
I wish.
But we got everything. We did actually go, because basically
we were going to live at home in the field.
Yeah, because basically there was a luxury package and we actually picked the luxury package.
Yeah, we picked the luxury package plus extras.
Yeah, because in our mind we were like, we need to make sure that we're comfortable. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, so this is not going to be too bad because we've got a good setup kind of thing.
Just for sleeping.
It's literally just so stupid. We actually contemplated hiring a second yurt to be our living room.
I know before,
the only reason why we decided against it is because we thought that everybody would look down on us about it. We thought that everyone would think that we're just...
I truly didn't care, but blessing cared, so...
Yeah. I didn't want everyone to be like thinking, oh, what are these guys doing kind of thing. Because I saw it as this could be a thing that whilst we put all the kids... This was my breakdown, yeah? We put the kids to bed at nighttime, then all the adults can chill in this living room area where we've just put the sofas there and everything. And it's now a chill vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like it just sounded vibey to me. It just made sense. It actually made sense. But, decided against it because we thought, oh, maybe people are going to think that we're doing too much. Everyone was already judging us about everyone was already judging us for the tent, by the way.
And I didn't care because I was not set up the tent. And I was happy saying... It's fine, you can judge us, but I'm not setting up a tent.
Yeah.
These hands were not made for hard labor, I'm afraid. I'm not that sort of man.
And I justified it by saying, you guys don't want to be seeing me having an anxiety attack in the field.
No, you don't want to see me having an anxiety attack either. It's not a good scene.
Especially with the kids there. I don't want the kids to see me in that situation.
And our boys would be like, our boys will take the piss out of us, bro.
They'll take the Vic.
So are you going to set it up then? Daddy, how far? That's the what they ask. Even when I'm just setting up little cabinets. Daddy, how far? In a house. I should go and disgrace myself in front of my boys. Man, I'm going to emasculate myself from my boys, man. I teach them lessons. Sometimes you just have to frame
that situation.
That's it.
That's why God blesses you with money now. And the thing is, because one could argue, is that good stewardship of money? I think yes, it is. Let me explain why.
Go on.
Because, God knows his children, right? And he knows that we are not built to be making tents.
No.
And he already was giving us props for building such a community.
Do I even cut my own grass? She does.
I do.
I don't. Just saying it as it is. It's the truth. It's truth.
You're not even ashamed.
I am. I've gone through trauma of cutting grass for the whole summer for many years of my teenage life. I'm not doing that as an adult. I told myself when I was 14, 15, 16 in my father's house, cutting his stinking grass every freaking summer. I told myself when I'm older, I'm going to throw money at this situation. I don't care.
So what we...
I
cut the grass. Mike doesn't see why I... But the only time I didn't cut the grass is when I was recovering from my operation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Mike just paid a gardener to do it.
Yeah.
I personally don't see a problem. I'm like, Mike, it's not, we've got a tiny AF garden. Just cut the grass.
The principle.
Mike's like, no.
The principle. I stood by it. Bless didn't even fight me on it. She didn't even fight me.
There's no point.
There's no point. I'm not cutting the grass.
Yeah. There's no point. I know the husband that God gave me.
That's it. But it's like God knows his child.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna cut it.
Oh, but yes, so
it's not expensive. The guy comes and does it for £30. Does it? He's finished now.
He does not do it for £30. You're chatting so much rubbish.
Wait, how much does he cut it?
£100. The last time he charged us £100.
That's because we hired a bougie guy who does extra stuff. But I like that guy because he really does the work very well. He takes ages, but the money's what I'll pay £100 each day. Come.
And our garden is absolutely tiny. It's tiny, guys.
Oh, but he does a phenomenal job of it. He even cleans up the grass. He puts it in the green bin. He puts That's weed killer on the tins. He does a phenomenal job. Better than a £30 guy.
That guy was never £30. He was £60.
No.
Mike has literally such a disconnect from finances.
£40.
No, babe. The guy was £60. £60
we paid the guy £60.
Yes.
He would just come and
exactly.
And he's gone.
Exactly. No. Your idea of cheap is very subjective. Because if you said to me, oh, so and so was cheap, and I'm like, what's cheap? Yeah. If I said something was cheap, right, then you'll know that you'd actually know it's probably cheap.
Yeah.
If you said it was cheap, I say, what's cheap? Because your idea of cheap, you forget what the price was immediately. Because it's for you, you're like,
no,
oh.
I'm not about cheapness. I'm about quality. You're about,
not only that, you're also about experiences.
Experience.
So Mike's about experiences.
When that guy comes, the £100 guy comes and cuts the grass. By the way, guys, I think it's great value.
When I'm
money.
Talking about £100, right, guys, our garden is tiny. So when I'm saying it's
not
tiny,
that tiny,
it is tiny.
It's not. It's for tiny. One man to do. It's absolute, a big job.
I can do it. It's actually not that bad. And you know, I can probably do it in maybe 2 hours, yeah, on my own, right? The garden is actually tiny, respectfully. It's not, but it's like, I actually think £100 is a bit extortionate, to be honest.
I think it's a great price.
But it is what.
Personally, I think it's cheap.
It's definitely, anyways,
for what the guy does, I think it's cheap. He even gets his own weed killer, he does the weeding. He, you know, he cleans it up, cuts the grass nicely.
We need to actually, one of our friends, she had a gardener that was cheap. We need to get his details. And she's got a big AF garden.
Mm.
So we need
that. And he was cheap. What's the idea of cheap? Go on.
She said that he was like £50 and her garden is big. So really? If her garden is really big, her mm-hmm. garden's huge for £50, I wonder how much the person would charge us.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting it.
But no. I will cut it because there's nothing wrong with me. I've got legs. Mm. I am a fully healed human being. I can cut the grass.
That's fine.
We bought a whole, like, what's it, lawnmower or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, gonna cut the grass.
That's fine. I'll plug it in for you and everything like I do.
That's the only thing I ask him to do.
I'll be like, make sure you use it like this.
Rubbish. Rubbish!
Make sure when you turn the corner, you do this. Because you don't want to snap the, you don't want to, like, you know, cut the cord. So just... carry like this. That's my experience. We were telling you how to cut the grass, bruv. Take the cord and wrap it around your shoulder 3 times. So when you're doing it, you come back on yourself, you don't cut the cord. And do you remember the one time that the cord got cut?
That wasn't me. You know? That was because my mum decided that she was going to take it for some reason.
The woman does not cut the grass.
She's never done it.
But she cut it anyway. She snapped the cord. And I was like, oh, no problem. I could do it. Just give me give me some duct tape. I'm just like, ah! So you want to electrocute yourself?
I'm sorry, but I was never going
to do it. I'm like, I've done this many. Do you know how many cuts
I was never going to do it.
Bring the tin, I'll just cut the wire open.
I was never going to let him do it.
Put the blue wire to the blue wire. Phase
and
the
by the way, you know the main reason, I'm going to be honest with you guys, yeah? The main reason why I was so, why I objected to it so much is because mm-hmm. All it took was for him to plug it in and I was going to get electrocuted because Mike doesn't cut the grass. Mike doesn't cut the grass.
I've done this many times.
So he can do his whole science project and then I then decide that I push the grid and then all of this.
No, man. I've done it many times.
Nah.
In my teenagehood, I've cut many wires at Baxter.
Babe, I am nobody's science project.
How much
did it cost for us to replace the freaking wire?
It was like 20 quid.
Exactly.
Like,
so you were going to risk your wife's life doing science project.
What I'm saying was, it was £20. I'm saying
sometimes he's very funny with when he chooses to spend money. It's like, oh, I'm going to not spend money on this one and then potentially kill my wife, but then I'm going to spend a whole ton of money.
It was a sure deal.
Rubbish.
I knew how to mend the wire. That's what I'm saying. I've done it many a time. When I was a younger teenager and my sister would cut the grass, never again. Made her cut the grass, she'll cut the wire every single time and I have to go and prepare the wire. Get the little plier thing, snap where the thing got cut. Like, you know, peel open the skin of the wire, get the blue and the red, put the blue and the blue together.
It just sounds like a science project.
No, it's a very simple
thing. You know what that means? AKA death.
Get the duct tape, wrap it around so there's no exposed copper. You know, put it on the other side as well, wrap the whole thing up, boom, plug it in, you're good to go.
I was not
going to
be anybody's science project.
The only thing is, your wire will be shorter.
And I say this, lol, I say this and I say this again and again and again. Nobody else is bringing up my kids, yeah? I am not, nobody, no, no, yeah?
So this was the argument as well, like, cool, just buy another one, yeah. I'll buy another one, no problem.
Me, because I'm thinking, it was literally a quick situation, quick solution. Me trying to do science project.
I'm not,
so then
anyways.
I can now get electrocuted. Because you know what, yeah? If he decided, oh, okay, so I'm going to do science project. Is he going to cut the grass? He's not going to cut the grass. I was going to be the one to cut the grass. And then I was going to be the one to get electrocuted. I think not. Are you mad? And so somebody else can then decide they're going to go. And then, no, I'm not interested. Thank you. Nope. This is the thing. There's one thing I ask when I cut the grass, right? Because the thing is like, the only reason why I cut the grass is because I prefer to be frugal. right? The only time when people have actually cut the grass is when I was unable to cut the grass. Uh-huh. As in, when I say so, it's like just recovering from operation. I can cut the grass. I'm perfectly able and fine to cut the grass mm-hmm. now, right? So there's two things that I ask from Mike when I'm cutting the grass, because I'm a lady and I still expect some form of princess treatment. At least plug the thing in for me.
Yeah, I set the whole thing up for you.
So he does the whole setup. So I would be like, babe, can you at least set up the whole thing for me?
Easy.
So he'll set up the whole thing for me. So then he'll put everything outside and he'll be waiting for me at least. And then what else?
A
glass of lemonade or some drink or some form of beverage.
No problem.
And then I'll put my headphones in, listen to my audiobook to something, and nobody bother me. I'll just do what I'm doing. Nobody should bother me. I'm doing it. It is what it is. It takes a lot out of the body, you know.
Also, you don't suffer from hay fever, so it's easy for you.
I don't.
So it was always, that's why I hate gardening as well. Hay fever, long.
Do you not have antihistamines?
It doesn't work. Those things don't work.
They do work.
Not for when you're cutting the grass.
They do. You have to take them around. You need to take them a good, like, what?
I'm telling you, as a long-term hay fever sufferer, those things do not work.
Okay.
They work if you're walking in the street, you know, small. But when you're cutting the grass, it's not meant for intensive labor like that.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Even when I used to cover my face, you still find a way through.
Okay.
That's me sneezing the coffin for the rest of the day with my allergy. It's not fair.
It is well. Yeah, man. It is well.
In our new home, you would not be cutting the grass, though.
No, because the garden would be too big.
Exactly. There you go. Simple. Yeah. That's the way I live my life. You know,
Mike's ideas were throwing money in the situation. I, for one,
to be able to do that.
Yes, I was definitely open to throw money at the situation with the camping thing, because I was actually losing sleep for it. And one of the things I was genuinely scared about.
Will be up at night. You know how last week I described how her brain is up and just tingling away? And I'm just there, like, hearing her brain tingle away. And I'm like, yo, you need to, like,
be watching loads of, like, YouTube videos of them setting up the tent that we thought we were going to get,
and
right?
And you get JD, your toxic trait says, yeah, I can do that.
No, okay. Firstly, right, this tent that looked bare complicated ended up actually would have been more expensive than the setup that we actually end up paying for, which is actually mad, because we thought that, okay, let's order one of these huge AF tents,
yeah,
right? So that we can at least have space and movement and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we had intentions. We actually put deposit down. Loan money spent at this time. Put deposit down for this tent. And at the time, when we looked at this tent, right? Because I just...
That was not a happy money to give away.
No, it wasn't. So we looked at the thing, yeah. We were looking at it and we were just like, oh, man. And I watched loads of videos. And there were moments when I was telling myself, I can do this. My toxic trait would be like, you can do this.
But I already saw the video and then y'all couldn't.
But then...
I was real
there
myself.
There were so many moving parts. And I was like, how are we going to do this? And then in the video, there were two people doing it, but somehow it looked like that it could have been done with just two.
Do you know how that would have been complex? Because during the summer, Jay and I put the trampoline up and that was long.
Yeah.
So how much more tent?
It's just a tent, but it's not a trampoline. But okay. A trampoline is a trampoline. Tent's a tent. But still, anyways, right? I know that the trampoline was a serious endeavor.
It was a serious endeavor,
but
fam.
I don't think the tent would have been the same.
I'm sure it would have. The level of tent that we wanted to get would have required such level of technical craft.
The reason why I think that was the issue, because we were trying to get like one of those beasts of a tents, right? It was practically a
mansion.
We wanted space. We really wanted space. And the reason why we wanted space is because I get claustrophobic, mm-hmm. right? And I didn't want to feel
Closed up in the space. Yeah.
Right?
Closed in the space.
Yeah. The tent, the idea, even the yurt that we hired for the setup, I was still saying, I'm going to get hella claustrophobic. Hence why I considered getting the extra tent for the lounge, right?
Yeah.
But we decided against it. All in all, I know at some point we're going to have to do this camping thing, because I do think that the boys need to actually have the experience.
Yeah.
We need to suck it up.
We should go back to Wales.
We should
do it in the yurt there,
but that yurt's way too small. We need to find a bigger yurt. Yeah,
I'm sure you had a bigger one, right?
I'm sure
Airbnb. Yeah, I'm sure did.
I'm sure. But yeah, guys,
plus the fields are nice.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do, because I mean that's a better type of camping, because it's like, it's not really camping though. I don't think the boys would consider it camping. They won't ever tell people that they went camping. They need to be in the actual tent.
They would.
Do you
they
think?
Would easily lie through the teeth like I went
maybe
camping.
We should just lie and say that it's camping.
They won't know the difference.
They won't know the difference. Yeah, fair enough.
Definitely.
Oh, we call it glamping. Oh, yeah, it's glamping. Glamping. Yeah, yeah. Because the thing is, that place had a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, there was no toilet. So it's technically glamping.
Yeah, I mean, there was... The toilets were like
4 minutes. 4 minute walk.
Oh, can you imagine Mateus is there in the morning?
But you know Mateus always needs to poo like every 5 seconds.
I need to do a wee-wee. 6:30 in the morning. Oh, we have to do paper, scissors, rock.
No, but you know what we need to get? We will need to get one of those portable toilets. So then,
let's just do it on the grass. It's good for the full soil anyway.
No, we'll get a portable toilet. Let him do the portable toilet. Dig a hole. Put the poop.
I like what you think.
You see?
And this time around, I will know how to work the fireplace.
Yes.
Because they gave us all the logs, the gas, everything. I didn't answer that.
Make sure you just watch a couple of YouTube videos.
It's not
beforehand.
My field, man. Working a fireplace. And they're all so different.
So different.
So different. Like, so different. I don't know, man.
Anyways, guys.
It's not my thing.
We basically just had a conversation.
Just before we go.
Yes.
Do you know how complex it would be to shower the boys, though? Because remember, it's the pushy shower thing. You push it,
and
a little bit comes
quick,
out.
You have to be quick.
No, Ivan would hate it.
He would hate it.
Do you know who hate it?
And the
most?
Water wasn't hot.
No. Ivan would hate it. Would hate it. Mateus would just
Just complain. Because Mateus likes his comforts.
Yeah.
He's like you.
That's it. Just throw money in a situation.
Why are we here? Like he just
and Ivan would expect us to go to a 5-star hotel afterwards. Like, okay, we've done that.
We've done this now.
He's got to recover. I know, we're going home now.
Oh my goodness. Like I remember when we were at Butlins and Mateus was not having it.
He hated it. Oh my gosh.
Because we walked in, right? We were disappointed as well. And you see Mateus looking around.
Because the pictures really sold it to us.
And he was like, Mommy, can we go home?
Yeah, can we go home? We're not staying here, are we?
We're not staying here, are we?
No, we've got to stay here, bro. We've got 2 nights, at least.
We didn't stay 2 nights.
One night, we went
One night, and we're like, let's go back.
Because we thought we were the Butlins ballers, bro. We're like, Butlins is nothing. What is it? How much for a room? £200 for 2 nights? Nothing.
It was way more than that.
Let's get the biggest, baddest chalet ever. Let's go.
Mike's, I feel like Mike... Oh,
the picture sold it to me. I'm like,
I feel
this
like Mike's understanding
nice.
Of... Sometimes you really live in the clouds when it comes to finances. How is he saying that the butler's room was £200? It was not £200.
How much was it?
The whole thing cost us like over £1,000.
It's crazy to think that you spent £1,000 to go to Butlins, number one. That blew my mind. But I didn't mind because to me, the room was the biggest, baddest room. It was like, oh, cool, let's go.
Oh my God.
And then we got there and it was dead.
Oh,
it was like the TV was this small. On the wall, like the TV was much bigger on the pictures. The room was dark and dingy.
It was
our
very
room
dusty,
was
extremely
it was dusty.
Dusty.
It had electric heaters. In
Mike
this day and
was
age,
coughing because Mike obviously has asthmatic
yeah,
tendencies.
Man.
So he was really the place was extremely.
The shower was tiny.
Dusty.
We could barely fit in the shower.
Yeah.
Whew, the boys hated the boys had to have there didn't have, no it was dead.
Yeah, we stayed like the boys liked the fun fair.
That was the. It wasn't even that. It wasn't that amazing.
Yeah, because the boys enjoyed the fun fair and the boys enjoyed the pool. But the room, like Mateus was not having... Ivan was kind of like surprisingly okay with it because he knew the fun fair. Like he's thinking, this is where we're just staying, right? We're just sleeping. But we get to go out and enjoy it because like Butlins, like there were so many fun things to do.
Yeah.
And there was always things for him to do. Like that, those rides galore and all that type of stuff. So he just loved it.
Yeah.
And he still talks about it. Like, he knows we left a day early and he's actually upset when we left a day early.
Why are we going, crap?
Like,
because
we can't do it.
Because this place is rubbish.
Can't do it, man.
I thought we spent a grand. I thought we paid, we've got the
Mike
premium.
Talking about £200 is £200.
Got,
Mike
like,
does
I thought
not
we're, like,
get it.
We're the ballers, bro. Like, you know, because you know, they've got like the super premium package. You buy the super premium package because, okay. Might as well, staycation, might as well get a super premium package. Got there, there's nothing super premium.
I don't even think
it.
People expect that much from Butlins, to be honest.
Like, I expected a lot for the price you paid.
I think that most people, I didn't expect it to be as dusty. Like, I thought that it was going to be at least clean. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't expect there to be, like, lip marks on the plates and, I mean, yeah. on the cups and stuff like that. Like, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect it to be...
Do you know there's some people in that place that are actually cooking full-on dinner in their rooms? Like, they were cooking full-on meals. Like, oh, come around for dinner. Like, cooking. Like, why are you cooking on your staycation?
People do that.
But I don't know. You pay, you know, big money for this thing, man.
I also think that the food in Butlins was extremely disappointing. I personally, I wouldn't go back. I personally won't.
I wouldn't go back ever.
Yeah.
No chance.
I wanted to do it because I thought, oh, like, we should at least take the boys' butlers at least once. Like,
It's quintessentially British.
It's a very British thing to do, right?
To go to Butlins. Now you can do Centre Parks.
We're not doing Centre Parks.
We should just do it just for the fun of it. We must do Centre Parks. What's the other one?
I've heard that Centre Parks is really bad.
What's the other one?
Haven.
We must do all three of them. We've done Butlins.
I've heard that they're really bad.
We have to do it. We get the biggest, baddest rooms.
Some lady was telling me that Puntins, she went to Puntins and it was so... I'm not doing it.
Let's see who's got the biggest, baddest room.
I'm not doing it. I think the closest...
I'm just deceiving myself. I said
the closest thing that I'm going to do for one of those fun fair type of places is Chesterton actually has a hotel.
It'll be dead.
So if you... we can potentially stay in the Chesterton Hotel and then take the boys to Chesterton, so that way they can have fun there. No, because Chesterton is for kids. It's literally built for kids. So most of the rides...
Chesterton World of Adventures is for kids.
It's actually built for kids.
No.
No, they've rebranded it for kids.
Oh, it's for kids.
Yeah, they've rebranded it for kids. So like so most kids can, depending on the size, you can actually get on most rides, depending on your size, obviously. Like, I think, like, after you're, like, it starts to... Because Ivan was able to get on in year...
Reception.
In reception.
Yeah.
He's able to get on the rides in reception.
He's
tall.
Yeah.
But you saw loads of kids going on these rides and stuff. And the rides, there were loads of, like, kiddie rides. So there are some rides that we could definitely take Mateus on, for example.
Fair enough.
Mateus is obviously quite a smaller side. Mm-hmm. I would wait for him to be a little bit older for us to go so that he can enjoy it properly. Mm. Because I feel like there are so many rides there. Maybe we just wait for Mateus to get a little bit taller, because Mateus is definitely on the smaller side of things.
He's normal size. If I'm going to stay at any resort, it'll be Disneyland, though. Disneyland Paris is lit.
Yeah, we love that.
Disney. And you know Disneyland, they've got the Marvel Zone now, so we need to go back.
We didn't stay in the resort though when we went to Disney. We stayed in the Airbnb.
Actually, no, I like the Airbnb we
stayed
in. Yeah. We should go back to Disneyland and do part two.
Yeah. Guys, just keep having a conversation. I guess that's what a podcast is. It's just you having a conversation.
Isn't that what people listen to?
Do you think people just listen? Do you just want to listen to people having an actual conversation,
or
do they want
my voice? Yeah.
Do you think that people want to listen to a conversation, or do you think that they want to listen to you speaking to them? Because we've basically just been having a conversation, basically, isn't it? But we've not. I feel like people. I don't know.
But we're having a conversation, but people are listening to it.
But what I'm saying is, do people want to be spoken to, like a radio, right? Or do they want to just listen to people having a conversation?
I think it's the latter. They just want to sit in on the conversation, really.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what you guys have done today. It's been a blast.
It's what you signed up for.
It's been a blast, guys.
It's been real, man.
Thankfully, there's no time limit written on our podcast. It doesn't. So it is what it is. It's been a blast. Thanks for listening. Deuces.
Same time next week. Ciao.
Bye.